Hello! Today I'm going to do quite a different project. So what I've done, I've talked to my local youth orchestra. You know, I've heard them play and I really think that they are world class. So anyway, I talked to the orchestra and I asked for a couple of volunteers to see if I can improve their instrument. So today I've got a very special guest. Kate is coming in. I'm going to take a look at her violin and see if there's something I can do to improve it, to make playing easier for her. And that will also allow you to see the kind of difference it can make when an instrument's working well and when an instrument isn't working not quite as well. They should be here very soon. Just kidding. Alright, how are you going anyway?
I'm
good.
Yeah, I'm great.
Yeah, good to meet you.
Mum and Dad taught me
those. Nice, I got 4 or 5.
Yeah, so a while. Yeah. So why did you start playing violin?
Mum and Dad.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I don't know, well, I like the orchestras and stuff.
Yeah,
and like so many opportunities.
Yeah, exactly.
Meeting so many people.
What do you feel is your biggest challenge at the moment?
It'd probably be making like a bigger sound.
Yeah.
Especially on the E string, the higher registers.
Yeah. And do you think it's the instrument that's holding you back, or do you think it's a combination of instrument and...
Probably a little bit of
Okay.
Bit more me.
Could you just play something for me? You think you produce a nice sound.
So, So
the immediate thing I can see is that the kind of neck action or fingerboard action is actually slightly low. And the other thing I can see is actually that your fingerboard's getting really thin.
So that sounds like too much practice.
I could actually replace the fingerboard. Do you notice sometimes when you're playing that you're playing on the D and then you accidentally hit the G or the A?
Yeah.
So the curvature on the bridge is actually a little bit flat. So I'll also put on a new bridge, which is going to be really good for the sound. You'll actually notice the instrument having a much freer tone. So right now, to me, it sounds like it's really kind of choked and it can't come out. It's a really nice violin, though. It looks really beautiful. A really beautiful violin. I'll just hang it up here.
Thanks, you're really appreciate
it. Yeah, no worries at all.
See you later.
Bye. Okay, so this is actually a very good violin for this project. As I said, the neck projection is a little bit low, but also the fingerboard is very thin, so I'm going to be able to fix that up. I'm also going to give the whole instrument a bit of a clean. It needs it. Then I will put on a new bridge and soundpost, and I think we will see a huge improvement. So I'm going to have to take it to my workshop. You can hear that the instrument's just not optimized. There must be something open. Okay, I can't find that immediately, but I'm gonna take the fingerboard off anyway for now. There we go, fingerboard's off. So I'm just gonna soak that and then wash it off. Somewhere there's an open spot. All around the bottom here, it's totally loose. So I'm going to glue that area. That would also have an effect on the sound. It was open or loose all the way from here to about there. Luckily, I've got my glue on and hot, so it's something I can do immediately. Okay, I'm gonna let this glue overnight and then I'll check again in the morning. Good morning. Did actually find another couple of open spots which are also glued. I'll just take off the clamps and make sure there's no more buzzing happening. All right, so I'm gonna give this top plate a clean. Then I'm going to fit the fingerboard. I've got my new fingerboard here already. That has dried for a little bit, so I'm going to just French polish the area. All right, that looks good. I'm going to polish the rest of the instrument after I have fitted the fingerboard. I'm going to let it dry for a little bit first. Okay, so the fingerboard's mostly prepared already. I'm just going to make sure that the surface is totally flat. Okay. Now I've got to make sure that the surface of the neck is totally flat. It looks like it's slightly hollow. All right, so I've just got to put the glue on. Got to be very fast now. All right, that just has to dry, and then I can plane the fingerboard. So I'll just let it dry till this evening or tomorrow morning. All right, it's the next morning, and I can take the clamps off. That's going to come together very nicely. The really important thing with the fingerboard is that it has to have the right shape this way. Yeah, so this way it has to have the right shape, and also from end to end it has to be slightly hollow. So that's what I'm going to work on now. Yeah, so that fingerboard's finished. Now I have to do the nut. I managed to get the right fingerboard projection so I can get the right bridge height, which means I can get enough pressure down onto the top plate to get the best kind of sound for the player. I'm gonna hang that up for a moment and get myself cleaned up. All right, so the next step is to put on a bridge. A good quality bridge actually makes a really big difference to the sound. And it's not just the good quality bridge. It's actually how you cut it, how you optimize it to the actual instrument. And it's something my father and I have done so much research in. We've come up with a couple of models and thicknesses and things like that that just work really well for instruments. Obviously, each instrument is slightly different. All right, so the next step is fitting the nut, which I have already done. So all I've got to do now is glue it on. Okay, that has to dry for at least 3 hours before I can work on it. All right, so I am just going to give the violin a clean and polish today. I've already got the bridge finished, and I am going to adjust the nut height, and then I'm going to put the violin together and we'll be able to hear the difference in the sound. I'm very excited. So that's done. Now I have to lower the nut. Just going to polish the violin. The exciting moment has come to put the strings on. It's all beautifully polished. I'm really interested to hear how the sound's going to come out. I think it's going to be a lot clearer. She's a really good violinist, so nice to hear her play it. All right, so the soundpost that was in there, it's a nice looking soundpost, but it's in way too tight. Putting the chin rest and all those bits and pieces back on. Just gonna let the violin rest.
Yeah, until a little bit later.
All right. Time to try the violin out. he's so responsive. It's got some really nice sustain as well. I'm just going to let the violin settle in. That'll be really interesting. I'm really keen to see what her reaction is. Come on in. There you go.
Good,
a bit
thanks.
Colder today, isn't it?
A little bit. Yeah.
So what I did was I changed the fingerboard. Yeah, I made it shiny.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. I'm really happy with it, but I'd love to hear what you think.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely tell, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, that's different,
yeah,
right?
It's definitely cool, yeah. I love it.
It's a much brighter sound.
It's brighter, but it still's got that sweetness, I think, you know, and it's not a really out there sound.
Yeah.
It's a really nice sound. Thank you. Yeah, no worries at all. And what are your plans with violins? Are you thinking of studying music or probably not? Or?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
cool.
Definitely an option.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. Can't wait to start playing.
Yeah, great. So thanks so much for being part of this. Thanks for watching, guys. And see you next time. Remember to like and subscribe. Bye. Oh, and keep making beautiful music.